The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wassalatu wassalamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulallah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Habiballah. Assalatu wassalamu alayka ya Nabiyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Noorallah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, is reported to have said that the one who recites durood once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon that person. Subhanallah, 10 of his sins are forgiven and his rank is elevated 10 times. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam. Salatu wa salamun alayka ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah, sallallahu ala Muhammad, nurim min nurillah. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another exciting and lovely and beautiful episode of our lovely series, An Array of Dawn. Subhanallah. So today, inshallah, our topic will be the virtues of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, giving sadaqah, and how should we spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the benefits, and inshallah many beautiful points related to this. So stay with us, remain with us inshallah, and today we are going to enjoy this beautiful topic. Before we touch this topic, let us take a short break here to listen to a beautiful kalam in the praise of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and as soon as we return inshallah, then we will carry on with our topic. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika khayril khalqi kullihimi. Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habibika بك خير الخلق كلهم.
Oh my master, descend peace and blessings countlessly, eternally upon your beloved, the best of creation.
محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين. محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفريقين من عرب ومن عجم.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا.
آپ ہیں حضرت محمد سرور ہر دو سرا.
آپ ہیں عرب و عجم جن و بشر کے پیشوا.
آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
محمد is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
Muhammad is the leader of both worlds, both creations.
And even both groups, Arabs and Ajam.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم. مولاي صل وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته. هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم.
آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا, آپ ہیں محبوب حق اور شافع روز جزا, ناگہانی آفتوں میں آپ کا ہے آسرا, آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
He is the beloved whose intercession is hoped.
For in every sudden calamity,
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به, يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العميمي.
اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ, اکرم المخلوق مانگو اور میں کس سے پناہ, حادثات عام میں ہے آپ میری تکیہ گاہ, آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge.
O most noble of creation, I've learned to seek refuge.
In other than you, when universal calamities descend.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها, فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها, ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم.
بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم, بے شبہ دونوں جہاں ہے آپ کا جود و کرم, آپ کے کل علم کا ایک جزو ہے لوح و قلم, آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace. So indeed the world and the hereafter are from your grace.
And part of your knowledge is the knowledge of the preserved tablet and the pen.
Mawla ya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib بك خير الخلق كلهم, مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا, يا ربي مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا, واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم.
اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ, اے خدا دیتا ہوں تجھ کو مصطفیٰ کا واسطہ, پورے فرما سب مقاصد بخش دے میرے گناہ, آپ پر لاکھوں درود اور آپ پر لاکھوں سلام.
O my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes.
O my Rabb, by the chosen one, fulfill our wishes.
And forgive us for what has passed.
Mawlaya salli wa sallim da'iman abadan ala habib. بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم.
صلوا للحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم. سبحان الله سبحان الله. مولا يصلي وسلم دائما ابدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. سبحان الله. What a beautiful قصيدة this is. And indeed, I'll say everyone in this world almost knows these first few lines of this قصيدة, which is famously known as قصيدة بردة شريف. And Burda is known as a cloak or a chadar. And there is a very beautiful incident behind this qasida, inshallah. Sometime, if you get a chance, we will discuss it, that why the name was given as qasida, Burda Sharif, subhanallah. And alhamdulillah, this is how accepted this qasida and this kalam is in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and obviously in everyone's sight, because everyone says this beautiful qasida, subhanallah. And the ash'ar are beautiful. We have just listened to few ash'ar in the Arabic language. Originally it is in the Arabic language. Alhamdulillah, we had the Urdu and the English translations as well. Beautiful, indeed, very beautiful words. وَمِنُ عُلُومِكَ عِلْمِ اللَّوْحِ وَالْقَلَمِ. Imam Busiri, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the writer of this kalam, he says that, Ya Rasulullah, from your knowledge, part of your knowledge is the ilm of lawh and qalam. Allah, Allah, Allah. And lawh is lawh mahfuz. And in lawh mahfuz is everything is written from the time of the beginning of creation until the day of Qiyamah. Everything is written, in lawh mahfuz. And he says that from your knowledge, one knowledge is the knowledge of lawh and the knowledge of qalam, of the divine pen, subhanallah, and the sacred tablets. So if that is just one knowledge of the knowledge of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then a person can never ever comprehend and understand the real rank and the martaba and the status of the ilm of my beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Definitely, he has the ilm and the knowledge of ma kana wa ma yakun, whatever has happened and whatever will happen, subhanallah. And that is why Sayyidi wa Murshidi Ala Hazrat says, aur koi ghaib kya tumse niha ho bhala, jab na khuda hi chupa tum pe karoro durood. Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the night of Mi'raj, you made didar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with your own physical eyes. When you have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then what else is there in this universe that is, hidden from your sight and you don't know about? Definitely, you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And indeed, we will just say that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows, because we do not know how much knowledge was given to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's knowledge is his own divine personal knowledge, was not granted to him by anyone. And knowledge of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But how much knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability and the tawfiq to always respect, honor and love our beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the bottom of our hearts. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bijahi Nabi al-Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. With regards to today's topic, we have some beautiful ayat and some beautiful narrations and ahadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the beginning of Surah Baqarah, the first para, everyone recites it, everyone reads these blessed ayat, and everyone knows it, I'm sure. It's on the tongue. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that Alif Lam Mim, this is the book, there is no doubt in it. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, it is guidance for those who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. الذين يؤمنون بالغيب ويقيمون الصلاة ومما رزقناهم ينفقون. Those who believe without seeing and keep salah, means the five daily prayers, keep salah established and spend in our path from the sustenance we have bestowed upon them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So who are the muttaqeen? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing them and mentioning their qualities, that yu'minuna bil ghaib, they believe in the unseen, they believe without seeing. Yes, none of us have seen Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have not seen the holy and the blessed zat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have not seen Jannat, we have not seen Jahannam, but we believe in it. You know, qalu sami'na wa ata'na, we heard about it, we obey and we believe in it, because this is the shan and the status of a believer, that we believe in those things without seeing it. Subhanallah. Everyone can believe in something after they have seen it, but the excellence is when you believe in something without seeing it. Subhanallah. And this is the beauty of iman and the beauty of a Muslim. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes the muttaqeen. Who are they? Who are they? The first quality he says, yu'minuna bil ghaib, that they believe without seeing. Number two, wa yuqimuna salata, and they keep the salah established. There's five daily salahs, they keep it established. And the third quality Allah Ta'ala says, وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ, and they spend in our path from the sustenance we have bestowed upon them. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Another beautiful ayat Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, he says, مَثَلُ الَّذِينَ يُنْفِقُونَ أَمْوَالَهُمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. Allah, Allah, Allah. The example of those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the example Allah Ta'ala gives. He says, كَمَثَلِ حَبَّةٍ أَنْبَتَتْ سَبْعَ سَنَابِلَ فِي كُلِّ سُنْبُلَةٍ مِئَةُ حَبَّةٍ وَاللَّهُ يُضَاعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ وَاسِعٌ عَلِيمٌ. Allah, Allah. He says, the example of those who spend their wealth in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is similar to a grain which has sprouted 7 ears of wheat, and each ear contains 100 grains. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may increase this many a times for whomsoever he desires. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all-encompassing, all-knowing. Subhanallah. In the commentary in this verse, it is mentioned in volume 1 of Siratul Jinan that the excellence of those who give charity in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is being mentioned here through an example. And that example is like a person sowing a seed, you can say a grain of wheat, in the ground, which grows into 7 offshoots. And each offshoot produces 100 grains. So the one sowing the seed into the ground, he gains 700 times more return and more benefit, because the seed grew into 7, you can say, sprouts and offshoots, and each offshoot had 100 grains. So 100 times 7 will be 700. So he planted one seed, but his benefit is 700. Subhanallah. Then Mufti Qasim father says that similarly, the one who spends in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah Almighty rewards him 700 times more according to his sincerity, and it is not limited to this. Rather, the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are full, and he is Kareem and Jawad. He may grant more reward than this to whomsoever he wishes for. Subhanallah, subhanallah. In other words, you can say 700 is the minimum profit he will get. When we do business in today's times, we like to invest in those places where we know we'll get the most profit. We look at those opportunities, that where can I get more profit? Which place will be the best place to invest and to do my dealings? Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that you are investing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the minimum profit you are going to get is 700. Allah, Allah. 700 in exchange of one, that's 700% profit. In exchange of something you are spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah ta'ala does not say that it's only 700. He increases it. He said, Wallahu yudha'ifu liman yasha. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may increase this many times for whomsoever he desires and he wishes. There is nothing short in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If he wants, he can give someone 1,000 times more benefits, 10,000, 100,000, million times. No one can question Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if your minimum profit is 700, and your profit can increase up to many folds, then I think this will be the best opportunity to invest, and the best place to invest is indeed in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This was the Holy Quran with regards to spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And indeed, the beautiful explanation of the Holy Quran we get from the beautiful words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's the perfect tafsir and the commentary of the Holy Quran. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned many ahadiths on numerous occasions on the excellence and the benefits of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just a few narrations I'll keep in front of you. The first one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, As-sadaqatu tasuddu sab'een baabam minas-su. Allah, Allah, Allah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions that sadaqah locks up 70 doors of evil. 70 doors of evil is locked up by spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and by giving sadaqah. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, Kullu mri'in fi dhilli sadaqatihi hatta yuqda bayna an-nas. That everybody will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the day of judgment until decision is made between people. Subhanallah. Another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, Inna as-sadaqata latudfi'u ala ahliha harra al-quburi wa inna ma yastadhillu al-mu'minu yawm al-qiyamati fi dhilli sadaqatihi. Allah. Verily, sadaqah protects the contributors of sadaqah from the heat of the grave. And certainly, a Muslim will be under the shade of his sadaqah on the day of judgment. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, As-salah is a proof of iman. And fast is a shield from sins. Sadaqah wipes out sins as water extinguishes fire. Subhanallah, subhanallah, subhanallah. Salah is a proof of iman. Fasting is a shield from sins. And sadaqah, you know, wipes out your sins as the water extinguishes fire. Subhanallah. So you want profit in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give sadaqah. You want, you know, to be protected on the day of judgment, then you give sadaqah. You want the doors of evil to be closed, then you give sadaqah. You want your sins to be removed, then you give sadaqah. And then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned another hadith, give sadaqah early in the morning, as calamity does not precede charity. Subhanallah. Calamity does not precede charity. Look at the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Calamity does not precede charity. Means in the morning you wake up, you want to leave for work, give something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, with the blessings and the bounties of that sadaqah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that that day, inshallah, you will be saved from calamities, from difficulties, from afflictions, from problems. Make it a habit. In the morning when you wake up, before you leave for work, before you leave maybe for school, for college, for university, for anything, give something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, it doesn't have to be 1,000 rands, 100 rands. Even your 1 rand which you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that can also be accepted. نہ صورت دیکھی جاتی ہے نہ سیرت دیکھی جاتی ہے یہاں تو بس مانگنے والوں کی نیت دیکھی جاتی ہے. The main thing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is your heart, your actions, your intentions. That's what matters in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whether you are white, whether you are black, whether what color you are, how rich you are, how poor you are, how much you gave, how less you gave. That's not the thing which matters in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not the quantity, it's the quality which makes a difference. Yes, somebody can give a million rands, a billion rands in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But his heart is not pure. His intention is not pure. His intention is not for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's for people, it's for showing off, it's for ostentation, it's for riyah, it's for many other purposes. And on the other hand, somebody gives, you know, a few rands, 5 rand, 10 rand in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is possible that this 5 rand and 10 rand will have more value in the court of Allah than that million and billion rands which that person gave. So don't keep, make your heart small, that I am only giving something small, you know, what if it, you know, it's not accepted in the court of Allah. Don't think about this. This is the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most gracious, the most merciful, the most compassionate. He knows your intentions in your heart. Before you even think about them, he knows about your intention. So you're taking that little amount, and you say, Ya Allah, this is all I have, I'm giving in your path, this is all I can afford at the moment. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make it such that inshallah the next time you give, you will give more than that, and sadaqah will keep on increasing. Subhanallah. So when you spend in the path of Allah, don't feel shy and don't hesitate. Spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to your capacity. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in another beautiful hadith, the sadaqah of a Muslim lengthens the lifespan and repels a bad death by the blessings of it, means by the blessings of the sadaqah, Allah Azza wa Jal removes the evil habit of arrogance and boasting from the one who gives sadaqah. Subhanallah. So sadaqah is not only a benefit for the hereafter, not only a benefit in this world, it also increases your lifespan, inshallah. It helps you and saves you from a bad death. At the same time, it also helps you to take out this qualities of having, of takabbur and, you know, arrogance. These kind of qualities also are removed with the virtues of sadaqah. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in another hadith, إِنَّهَا حِجَابٌ مِّنَ النَّارِ Allah, 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 لِمَنِحْ تَسَبَهَا يَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ Subhanallah, subhanallah. He says, whoever gives sadaqah for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that sadaqah becomes a shield between him and the fire of Jahannam. Allah, Allah, Allah. But the condition Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, you know, وَجْهَ اللَّهِ You know, يَبْتَغِي بِهَا وَجْهَ اللَّهِ That you must desire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That should be your only intention. Not the people, not what he's going to say, not how he's going to look at me, not so-and-so person is going to say he spent so much, he gave so much, he earned so much, he gave this. No, no, no. The intention should only be the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, subhanallah. And final hadith I'll mention to you, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, إِنَّ الصَّدَقَةَ لَتُدْفِئُ غَضَبَ الرَّبِّ اللَّهُ 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 وَتَدْفَعُ مِيتَةَ السُّوءُ That verily, sadaqah extinguishes the wrath of Allah Almighty and prevents a bad death. Subhanallah. How many excellences we learned just now? You want to save yourself from bad death? Give sadaqah. You want to earn profit from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Give sadaqah. You want to earn good deeds? Give sadaqah. You want the doors of evil to be locked up? Give sadaqah. You want to be saved from arrogance and takabbur? Give sadaqah. You want a shield between you and the fire of Jahannam? Give sadaqah. You want your lifespan to be increased? Give sadaqah. You want to save yourself from a bad death? Give sadaqah. You want to save yourself from calamities and difficulties? Give sadaqah. You want to, you know, remove all your sins and wipe out all your sins? Give sadaqah. You want to be protected on the day of judgment? Give sadaqah. How many benefits we learned here. So it's not only about getting sawab and, you know, that's all. No, look how much benefits there are. And with all these benefits, what we also get is that the money, you know, is going to come back in your court. As my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, has taken a qasam. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has stated, one thing upon which I take oath, and that is that the wealth of any person does not decrease by giving sadaqah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Means my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking a qasam. And if anything comes out of the blessed mouth of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then definitely that is haqq, that is the truth, and it's definitely going to take place. As Allah Hazrat says, wo dahan jisko sab kun ki kunji ka hai, uski nafiz hukumat pe lakho salam. Subhanallah. That indeed, you know, whatever comes up from the mouth of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it happens and it will happen, it will definitely happen. Because, you know, this is the wahi and the hukum and the order which is coming from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is mentioning that to the sahaba ikram and to his ummah. So how can that not be haqq? So if my Nabi took a qasam and he said it by Allah, you know, if you give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and your wealth will not decrease by giving sadaqah, then you can do whatever you want to do. Your wealth is not going to decrease if you give sadaqah. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So if your wealth is not decreasing, so you are spending, you are getting your wealth back also, because your wealth is not going to decrease, it's going to increase. And with that, you are getting so many other benefits. You know, your sins are being wiped out. You are saved on the day of judgment. You are protecting yourself from evil diseases. You are saving yourself from calamities, from difficulties, from troubles and this and that. So much benefits, so many benefits you are getting just by spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a bonus package. In today's world, if we spend something, our money starts getting less. If I have 100 rands and I spend 50 rands, I gave it to someone, I don't have that 50 rands anymore. Now I only have 50 left. And with that, what will I get? Yes, he'll give me the money back maybe tomorrow, day after tomorrow. He'll give me 50 back. So I gave him 50, he gave me 50 back. I got 100. I had 100. Today I also have 100. Nothing new. okay, if I invested it some way, yes, after some time it will, you know, I'll get some profit, and maybe 50 will turn into 500 or 5,000 or whatever it is. But I won't get any other benefits with it. Yeah, you are spending, you are getting 700 times more profit, and then your money is also coming back to you, and with that you are getting many other blessings. So tell me, what is the reason of not spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? These words, a person was supposed to be, boosting himself that I will definitely spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so much reward, so much benefits, then why am I holding back? Subhanallah, subhanallah. A beautiful incident and beautiful waqiyah. Sayyidina Qais bin Sal' Ansari radiallahu ta'ala anhu states that his brothers complained to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam about him, that he spends unnecessarily, and with regards to spending, his hands are very loose. Ya Rasulullah, his brothers complained to in the court of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, our brother, he spends and he just spends unnecessarily. Maybe he doesn't save or these kind of things. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam asked him that, what is the problem with your brothers? They are complaining against you, thinking that you are spending unnecessarily from your wealth and that your hands are very loose with regards to spending. So he says that, I humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, O beloved and blessed Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I take my portion from the income and spend it in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and on my friends. Subhanallah. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then put his blessed hand on my chest and said three times, spend, Allah azza wa jal will grant you. Sayyidina Qais who states that after this, whenever I would go out to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I would have my own mode of transport, and now my state is such that I am ahead of my brothers in terms of wealth and amenities. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is the blessings of spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That I have my own mode of transport. Now I am ahead of my brothers in terms of wealth. I have this wealth. Subhanallah, subhanallah. This is indeed the bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is a perfect example that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said, if you give sadaqah, it's not going to decrease your wealth. And this is a perfect example. Subhanallah, subhanallah. He said, and another beautiful incident, Sayyidina Aum bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi was from the tabi'een, doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with full concentration, staying away from the rich people and showing kindness and affection towards the poor and the needy was from his blessed habits. So these habits he had. So it's narrated that once Sayyidina Aum bin Abdullah rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi received more than 20,000 dirhams. 20,000 dirhams, 20,000 silver coins in other words. So he gave them all in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave them all in sadaqah. So some friends of him came to him and they asked him that, if you had utilized this money to make your son's life more prosperous then, and before they could complete his sentence, he replied, I have made myself stronger by giving the money in sadaqah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make my son rich. Look at the aqidah, the firm belief, the tawakkul, the trust they had on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the words of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That the friends just came and said, if you had utilized this money and to make your son's life more prosperous, before they could finish their sentence, he said, no, listen here, I've made myself more stronger. And how have I done that? I have given the money in sadaqah and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make my son more rich. This tawakkul, this trust, what was the outcome? They say that the result of Sayyidina Aum rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi's sincerity and complete trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was that Sayyidina Abu Usama rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi states, from the family of Mas'ud, no one was richer than the son of Sayyidina Aum radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This belief he had, this tawakkul he had, that if I'm giving in the path of Allah, I am definitely going to get back and my son is definitely going to get rich. And how did Allah Ta'ala bless him? That there was no one in the family of Mas'ud more richer than his son. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So, I'm not saying that, today go and spend whatever you have, go and give it in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No. Yes, you need to, take care of your family, your children, and there's some necessary things which you need to pay. But wherever you need to pay in the path of Allah, at least do that much. Zakat, you need to pay. It's farz, it is necessary. Pay that if zakat is necessary on you. Sadaqah fitr is wajib. You need to pay that. Pay that. And besides that, you know, other sadaqah, lillah, you know, wherever you get your opportunity, then take out. If not every Friday, if not every day, then every Friday. If not every Friday, then at least, you know, a few times, a few days in the month, you know, you should take out tafil sadaqah and spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, that will become a means of the increase of bounties and the increase of your sustenance, subhanallah, subhanallah. So, make an intention now. At least something I will spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and something I will give in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. What a beautiful, you know, topic we are discussing. And two beautiful incidents I mentioned to you, that how the money was, you know, multiplied, and, you know, it was given back to them. One beautiful incident I'll mention to you, and this is regarding Hazrat Sayyidina Abu Ja'far bin Khattab, rahmatullahi ta'ala. And he was the Abdal of his time. Abdal is a category of the awliya and the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He states that once a beggar came to my door and you know, to ask for something. So I asked my wife, "Do you have anything?" So she replied, "I have four eggs." Four eggs. He said that I gave that four eggs to the beggar. So I told my wife, "Give it to the beggar." So she gave those four eggs to the beggar. He says that the beggar took the eggs and he left. And you know, some time passed, a short period of time passed, and my friend sent a basket full of bags to my house. Allah. So he says, I asked my wife, "How many eggs are there in total?" So she replied, "There are 30 eggs in this basket. There are 30 eggs. So I said that you gave four eggs to the beggar. How come we received 30 eggs? Look at the tawakkul, the trust. You know, you received 30, you gave four. How did you receive 30? I mean, if it was multiplied by 10, you were supposed to get 40 eggs. The tawakkul was that, yes, we are definitely going to get more. So he asked, "How come there's only 30 if you gave four?" She replied that 30 eggs are unbroken and 10 eggs are broken. The reason for this is that the eggs that were given to the beggar, three of them were unbroken and one egg was broken. Allah, Allah. So she says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted 10 in return for each one. Unbroken in return of unbroken ones and broken one in return of broken ones. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Look at the tawakkul these people had for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That if we gave, we are definitely going to get back. And if a person has this kind of tawakkul, then tell me, why won't he get back from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Why won't he receive much more from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I mean, the one who has tawakkul, Allah ta'ala mentions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for him. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is sufficient for a person and he is taking care of everything, definitely, you know, everything is in his control. So when he is taking the guarantee that, you know, he is sufficient, you just trust him and put your tawakkul in his court, then if you are going to give even little in the court of Allah, definitely you are going to get a lot from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Don't ever think that my money is getting less, or what am I going to do? You know, let me save this money. I can use it for so-and-so thing. I can use it for so-and-so thing. No. If you have, and it is extra, give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, sometimes even if you need it, even then give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, inshallah. Give with tawakkul and with proper trust. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will return that money to you before your need arises and before you need that money, you know, at the moment. So let us build this tawakkul, let us spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to act upon whatever we are learning. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it such that we become those who give in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with open hearts. And we make dua that if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants us these bounties of wealth, of luxuries, then may He also grant us the heart to spend generously in His blessed court. You know, if Sayyidina Usman Ghani radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given the wealth from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then the way he spent in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was also a lot. Subhanallah. Sayyidina Abdurrahman bin Auf radiallahu ta'ala anhu was given wealth from the court of Allah, and he also displayed generosity by spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These Sahaba ikram, who were rich Sahaba ikram, they displayed the excellent, and they portrayed the best character, that listen, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us and we are so rich, then look how we are also spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they set an example for everyone until Qiyamah, that whenever you receive the bounties from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't ever become a miser and a stingy person. Remember, it is Allah who is giving you, and it is He who can take it back any moment. So if He is giving it to you, then when it comes for the time of spending in His path, then spend in His path and spend generously, because this is belonging to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our wealth, our relatives, family members, parents, everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if He has granted us this wealth, it is His karam and His bounty. And if He is asking us to spend, then we should not hesitate at all to spend in His glorious and exalted court. SubhanAllah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us and grant us those hearts to spend generously in His blessed and exalted court. Ameen, ameen, ameen. Bijahi Nabiyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll take inshallah a short break here to listen to a few Madani pools and Madani points. And inshallah, as soon as we return, we do have some calls with us, and I'm sure the viewers want to know some beautiful things with regards to sadaqah and spending in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So as soon as we return, inshallah, we will take those calls. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Madani channel, today, inshallah azza wa jal, we will learn of those moments and instances in which supplications are fulfilled. The Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, on Friday, there is one such moment which if a Muslim gets and asks Allah azza wa jal for anything in that moment, Allah azza wa jal will definitely grant him. That moment is very short. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has said, on Friday, look for the moment that is desired between Asr and sunset. Sadr al-Sharia Maulana Muhammad Amjad Ali Azmi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has stated, there are two very strong statements concerning the instant in which supplication is fulfilled on Friday. The first, from the moment when the Imam sits for the sermon to the end of Salah. And the second, the last instant of Friday. My respected viewers of Madani channel, why waste even a single moment of this blessed and glorious day? Let's all make a firm resolve to continue to supplicate in the blessed court of Allah Azza wa Jal for all of our lawful and permissible desires. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant all of us our lawful and permissible desires. Ameen. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
Sallu al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka ya Sayyidi ya Habibi ya Rasulullah sallallahu ala Muhammad nuri min nurillah. Sahaba-i kiram, we learn from their blessed lives that they would spend generously in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself was extremely generous. Sahaba-i kiram would say that whenever ma su'ila Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam shay'an qattu faqala la, that it has never ever been that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was asked something and he said no. Yes, he would always grant, he would always give. And many a times it happened that someone gave something to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after some time someone asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the exact same thing. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam needed it, but you know, he gave it to that person. Subhan. This was his generosity, and he is, you know, very generous indeed. He is our Nabi, our beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We love him, alhamdulillah. So this was a lesson for the people until Qiyamah, that you know, you should spend and you should open your hearts in spending towards the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and helping those around you. Many people are blessed with lots of bounties from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but unfortunately their hearts are not big and open. When the time for spending comes, then they become stingy and they don't want to spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why do we have this sort of miserness and stinginess in our hearts? As I mentioned before, the wealth and everything belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if He is asking you to spend, then spend. He is going to grant it to you. So when you make dua in the court of Allah, don't just say, ya Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, grant me barakah in my sustenance, lots of wealth, abundance of wealth. Say, ya Allah, grant me barakah. At the same time, grant me a heart which is open and a big heart in which I can spend in your path. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And at the same time, we have seen many people who don't have, lots of things. Maybe they have little, but even in that little, they are still very generous. And they always try to help people and support people and spend in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, they are the ones who are successful. They are the ones who prosper. They are the ones who gain success in this world and the hereafter. Subhanallah. So I want everyone to make a firm intention today. What I want you to take away from this silsila today is, yes, with all the blessings and benefits of sadaqah, make an intention that inshallah, 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 every day I will take out something in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I'm not asking you to take out a big amount. I told you, something, even if it's one rand, whichever country you are, even if it's something very small, take it out and give it to someone for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And inshallah, you will see it will start increasing. It will start growing. Those who have to pay the zakat, pay your zakat. I mean, 2.5% you have to give. Can't you pay the 2.5%? Make an intention, inshallah, 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 we will give something in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And regarding zakat, it is mentioned, Mufti Ahmad Yarhan Naimi, rahmatullahi ta'ala, has mentioned this, that it is something which is practiced and tried and tested, that the one who gives zakat properly, according to Sharia, and he gave his complete zakat, each year his zakat will keep on increasing in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I have spoken to people who have mentioned that, yes, you know, it is something which we have tested and we have done it ourselves. And alhamdulillah, it is, you know, excellent and correct that whenever we gave zakat, we noticed that the next years and the coming years, we always paid zakat more than what we paid the previous year. So definitely, I told you, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, it's not going to decrease your wealth. So sadaqah is not going to decrease your wealth. So let's all make a firm intention, inshallah. We are going to take out something, something small every day, according to our capacity. If you can take out something big, then something big. If you can take out something small, then something small we will take out and we will give in the path of Allah, but every day, inshallah, inshallah. This brings us to the end and conclusion of today's silsila. Remain happy, be happy, remember, instill the love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in your hearts and the hearts of your beloveds, your children, because this love of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. Indeed, we hope to see you soon. Remain positive, be positive, think positive, and stay positive. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge is the way to Jannah. The path of knowledge, the path of knowledge.